Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, as artificial intelligence becomes the default operating system of modern enterprise, a strange new problem is emerging. AI agents now need managers. What am I talking about? Well, enter the agent in chief. From what I understand, it's a high-level digital overseer coordinating fleets of virtual assistants. But what happens when the machine that books your meetings also decides what deserves your attention? It's an interesting conundrum. Arthur Goldstuck from Worldwide Works is with me, and let's talk a little bit about the rising power and even possible peril of hierarchical artificial intelligence. So let's, Arthur, and welcome to you, start with the core concept. If AI is supposed to simplify work, why are we now creating layers of management for the machines?
Let's go back even a further step into what is an AI agent. And the whole idea is that AI can now be used to conduct a series of jobs, roles, or processes for its user. So, for example, you can set a goal and you can get the AI agent, so to speak, to pursue that goal, make decisions on your behalf, take actions on your behalf to achieve those goals without your intervention. We're obviously not talking about your fitness goals. AI ain't going to help you there, Jeremy.
I am well aware of that, and I've tried.
So have I. So an AI becomes an agent when it has the ability to perceive what's going on around it through the data that you give it and decide on goals around that data, to plan a series of actions to reach those goals and act to achieve those roles. And then it goes without saying, when it's AI, that it has to learn and adapt from what happens. So the idea really is to string together a bunch of tasks so that it seems like you have a virtual assistant. It's not the same as a virtual assistant that answers the phone on your behalf and tries to figure out what the person on the other end is saying and respond accordingly. And that's what you already get in WhatsApp bots and all that sort of thing. So this isn't a bot, but it's a bunch of bots strung together. It's task-driven. So here's the real problem. You're trying to get away from micromanagement of your software and let your software run itself. That's the agent. But you have a different agent for different purposes. So you have an agent for making appointments, for example. You have an agent for putting an appointment in your calendar. Now, the original agent should be able to do that in the first place. You have an agent for phoning up the restaurant and confirming the number of seats you want at what time and perhaps even what meal, etc., etc. But now what's emerging is the idea that we all are going to have far too many agents, and those companies that are deploying agents are finding that there's actually tremendous complexity in managing all the different agents. So the concept that is now emerged from a company called Salesforce, who are the customer relations leaders in software globally, is the idea of an agent in chief. And that's one agent that will coordinate the activities of all the other agents.
So, Arthur, where then is there a line, if one exists, between the assistance that you've outlined to me and pure manipulation?
It really comes down to the choices that you make. You want to be able to tell the AI what to do, and you want the AI to do the drudge work that you don't want to get involved with. So it's not really a question of the agent taking over from you or the agent making decisions on your behalf that you're not aware of. It's limited very strictly by the parameters that you set for it. So one of the great examples is a tool developed by Google and Harvard Medical School with Stanford Medicine called CoScientist. And the idea was to support researchers working on a treatment for diseases like Alzheimer's. And essentially, there are thousands of agents being coordinated under CoScientist. And I was at the Google Cloud Conference 2 weeks ago in Las Vegas, where they were telling me about what CoScientist can do. And it was astonishing. They described it as each agent taking one problem statement that's a small fraction of the whole Alzheimer's equation. For example, designing a drug for Alzheimer's and coming up with a possible solution. But then dozens of other agents are doing exactly the same thing. And the agent in chief has got the job of almost a jury that decides which are the best solutions or which are the ones that should be combined in the final solution set, for example. And that coordinates huge amounts of data, huge amounts of decision making, and then presents the scientists themselves, the real scientists, with a set of solutions that they can then debate and choose how to take further. So it's certainly not replacing them. It's making them far more effective.
But Arthur, it does come surely with a degree of risk if the so-called digital chief of staff has access to operational and personal data. Surely you've got to be very judicious about what information is allowed to be used.
It's very risky if you allow the agent in chief to do your whole job for you from a decision point of view, as well as from an ethics point of view. So you've got to oversee it. And it's something that I always say about AI. Any company deploying any AI solutions have to do it with human oversight. The moment they allow the AI to do its own thing, you risk tremendous corporate and business damage. So oversight is key, and deciding where the agent can go off on its own and where it has to be guided by or report to a human being is critical.
So how do you go about setting up that internal oversight then? For instance, could you have an AI governance department within an organization now, or does that fall within the risk within the risk model?
You certainly are going to have more and more chief data officers, as they call them, and probably chief AI officers or heads of AI. You already have those kind of jobs in numerous kinds of businesses. But along with that, you also have an existing system of permissions and hierarchies in the organization. And the agent in chief has to be linked into that hierarchy and has to be grounded in that hierarchy. So the way a Salesforce person put it to me, one of their vice presidents, in fact, responsible for this area of research, said that it's going to be grounded in a lot of personal information, and that ranges from the way you operate to biometric data. So it raises massive issues around security, and that then places a far greater responsibility on the organization and the people deploying these agents to ensure that security is paramount.
And just quickly then, Arthur, in conclusion, as someone who's deeply immersed in this discipline, do you welcome a move like this, or are you worried about it?
I very much welcome it. I'm worried that these companies that put out AI agents are a little too relaxed about how easy it's going to be for the ordinary human being. But I just had a demonstration from a local operation, or the local office of a Dutch company called CM.com, which has released an AI platform that is going to simplify the process. And they gave me a demo of it. And it's a lot simpler than when you had to code everything, but you still have to know what you're doing.
Arthur Goldstuck from Worldwide Works, the research company, thank you very much indeed. What a fascinating glimpse. I was going to say into the future, but it actually isn't the future. It's with us right now. Always appreciate your time.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.